With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
In the Devon area, where there is a camp, if you will, facility for these kids that came here unaccompanied, right? So there's this group, they've allied themselves with the usual radicals, and I think they diminish the Holocaust by chanting Never Again. They call themselves Never Again something about kids being put in cages, all that. We've seen it routinely here in Philadelphia. And that is one of those sacred phrases, I think, you cannot expropriate into something like that policy debate with Trump. Well, there's a new film, Never Again Is Now. It's a personal journey and global call to action by our guest, who first apparently saw this in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam, hearing chants of Jews to the gas. Evelyn Marcus's parents didn't just witness anti-Jewish violence. They were on their way to a concentration camp when Allied soldiers liberated them in 1945. And as I said, in Holland, she started to witness the same thing. What about here? What do we see here? Evelyn Marcus, filmmaker of Never Again Is Now, joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Evelyn, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dom, for having me on your show.
Well, tell me, what propelled you, particularly, we know about the anti-Semitism in parts of Europe, France, the Netherlands, and all that, that is incredible. How can you make the argument, though, we're seeing anything remotely like that in America, Evelyn? What's the evidence of that?
Well, I have witnessed, I grew up in Europe virtually without any anti-Semitism. This was after World War II. But I saw that suddenly change, and I see the same signs now in the United States of how it began in my lifetime in Europe. So I see that academia is turning hard left and is so enthusiastically pro-Palestinian that it propagates hatred against the Jewish state, and in that hatred it uses sometimes anti-Semitic tropes, but also it spills over to Jews in general. Students in on American campuses have a hard time these days in many cases. That is something I saw decades ago in Europe, and then we saw them. It's just the hard left, it's at the fringe, but from universities, The hatred of the Jewish state and picturing the Jewish state as the oppressors and the child killers and the blood suckers and the manipulators, that spilled over to mainstream from academia to the media, actually, and from the media to mainstream. So if you ask today the average European, do you think the Jewish state has a right to exist? An astonishing percentage of the population in Europe will say no.
Wow. And that's in countries, too, where Holocaust denial is a crime and, you know, those kinds of things. It doesn't matter, though. You're right. It seeps in. Well, here, the evidence in Congress, we've seen blatant stuff. Congresswoman Tlaib is someone who keeps Post-it notes over a world map that cover up Israel, and she writes Palestine on there. Representative Omar has been completely outed on this issue, and yet the National Democrats do little, if anything, to stop this before it seeps from them into more in the mainstream.
Yeah. What we also have seen in America in the past 2 years were several imams have been spotted at mosques in America where they called for the annihilation of the Jews. Mm-hmm. During prayer service. during prayer service.
We've had it right here in Philadelphia. I don't know if you saw that. We had a children's group that was engaging in rhetoric like that, that were taught 8 to 10 to 12-year-olds, and even the city involved and all that, and little if nothing happened to that mosque.
Right. So that is what I have witnessed in Europe decades ago, and from there it became worse and worse for the Jews. So today, almost half of the Jews in Europe are considering to leave Europe or have already left, like I did in 2006.
Well, we certainly want to cut it off of the past here. So, Evelyn, where can people find your film, Never Again Is Now?
Never Again Is Now was released on Amazon Prime Video 3 weeks ago, so you can find it there, Amazon Prime Video. And you can also go to the website, joinneveragainisnow.com, where you find more information and can engage in a conversation.
Evelyn, one parting question, too. And see, you have more of this, living this, particularly your family and all that. I am only a supporter of outfits like Zionist of America and others who have honored me. But the diminishing of this by here in Philadelphia, I'm not sure if you're aware of seeing this, by people equating that expression that is so sensitive that it cannot be diminished, never again, to this policy debate with President Trump and where unaccompanied children should go and the like. I think that's part of the problem here. We have people diminishing stuff that's involved with sacred ground, with the Holocaust and things of that nature, and just putting it into everyday parlance here is troublesome at best.
I agree with that. I think this is a form of Holocaust trivialization that is very painful for those Holocaust survivors who are still alive, who have experienced torture and mass murder on a scale that was never seen before in history. And to see that what happened to them being equated to what is happening to anybody in the United States is very, very painful.
Absolutely.
Also, it is dangerous to trivialize the atrocities of the Nazis to something which you may find a problem or horrible, whatever you want to find it. But it's not a massive, incredible a transgression of human rights and human integrity.
No, that's what you're talking about here, particularly what we've seen in Europe and what is gaining on campuses. To head that off of the point, your film is very direct on this. It's not just grabbing onto something. It is analyzing a problem, the roots of it, and how it's seeping into our society. Evelyn, thank you very much. Good luck with your film.
Thank you very much, Dom, for having me on your show.
You're
Good
welcome.
Luck to you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.